Call this Monday, October 9th, Othello City Council meeting to order. And if you would all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for blessing upon tonight's proceedings, wisdom from our Heavenly Father, so that we can make good decisions as we go forward tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. I notice all council members present except for Gina Doro. She had commitment that she needed to be at tonight, and so I'd entertain a motion from the council to excuse Gina from her proceedings.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by John, seconded by Angel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We moved to item 1.5, is citizen input. Is there any citizens tonight who would like to provide input to the city council? Please raise your hand and I'll recognize you. Okay, hearing none. We'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made by Eugene and seconded by Mark. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And now we move to our current business. Item 4.1 is the public hearing on development agreement for Sand Hill Estates.
So I stepped down on this due to conflict of interest.
Council member Angel Garza is going to step and become a member of the audience while the... excuse me. Hold on just a second, Angel. I'm trying to move this agenda along. Let's go to item 3, consent agenda. I entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
Make that motion.
Second.
Motion made by Angel, seconded by Eugene. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now we'll move to our current business. Councilmember Angel Garza is going to remove himself during this public hearing from the council dais and become a member of the audience. And so at this time, at 6:33 p.m., I'd like to continue this public hearing on the development agreement for Sand Hill Estates. And we have a staff report from our community development director, Ann Hennings.
Thank you. This agreement that you see tonight has been a long time coming to you. So I know that it has... we've continued the hearing a couple of times, getting this ready, and we do have it ready tonight. So to kind of go over what the issues are, so we have a development proposed, a plat, 30 lots, on an existing substandard street, as well as the developer will be installing irrigation. So those are a few of the pieces that went into this. So in the agreement itself, most of it is just standard language, the kind of boilerplate information that you need. The real items that we should look at are on page 4. So section 13, irrigation. So 13.1 is specifying where the irrigation lines need to be. And also that the developer would be installing those improvements, but the city would reimburse him. And then those costs would go into the cost of the system, that as each connection is made, the developer would be paying for the cost of the connection. And so that's why you see the whole cost of the irrigation system being reimbursed by the city. The next one is on page 5, Olympia Street, and so you're probably familiar with that street. It's 19 feet wide. Many portions of it are in bad condition, and so as part of this development, it will be built to a collector standard, and then the city would pay for the existing portion to be improved, ground off, and repaved, so that the ending result is a good full-width street without patches. And then in sections 15 and 16, 7th Avenue and 14th Avenue. So this plat only goes 130 feet up each of those streets. And so what staff wanted was not for the street to be adjoined to the street every 300 feet as the development moves north. And so the developer would be installing the sidewalks, but not doing the pavement until the end of the project. We set a timeframe of 5 years, so it would probably be less than 5 years, with that whole 7th and 14th, he would pave all of those all at once. So that's a delay in the street paving, just so you understand that part of it. And so those are really the issues. We have been discussing this project with the Public Works Committee, not the details, but just the concept of what's going on with this project. And so that's been going on, actually, I believe the last time we talked about it was in August with the committee.
You mean with the Public Works staff? Because you haven't brought any of this to the committee for water, sewer, or streets?
Right, we didn't, John. But if you remember, we did, conceptually, we brought it forward, okay? And we've been working the details, ad nauseam, mostly Ann, and working with Angel, working the details. We wanted to have a street Public Works Committee meeting.
Today.
We did, but my understanding was they weren't, you guys weren't available, I don't know how that, but...
No, the meeting was canceled.
Okay. And so the thinking, sorry, I wasn't here today, I was...
Yeah.
But, and so we thought it would be good just bring it to discussion tonight, you know, and...
Okay.
Tease out the details with you guys.
Let's just say that this has not been reviewed by committee.
The project has been, though. The project did go to the committee.
Right, but...
In August.
What John's saying is, the details that are...
The details did not.
In here, you're right, John, you guys have not seen this.
Of the developer agreement.
Right.
You guys have not seen this, and so, you know, we thought, well, let's just go ahead and bring it before the full council, so that we don't delay Angel's project any more than we already have.
Right, sure. The things that were discussed in the committee were the size of the entryways that we were going to consider with regard to coming into 14th from, you know, on this Olympia Street, and then what it was going to be on 7th. Those were the only things that were discussed within the committee that I recollect from being on the committee with regard to this development. And at that time, we hadn't decided on what it was going to be. We were going to go back to the developer with different options that were available that Kurt had drawn up by hand sketch.
Right, you're right.
So then nothing else from that point forward had come back to the committee about the developer agreement.
I think you're right. I thought we had a few more details worked out. My bad, I thought we'd done more, that's what I told Ann, so that's my fault. So, I mean, obviously, council has to consent to the committee for discussion.
I just wish I could talk to it more. I wish that...
Understand.
Being part of the committee, that I'd have been more up to speed with regard to what was going on, so that I could talk to it with regard to addressing the council.
Right. Totally understand, and we normally would do that.
So, getting back to the water, the non-potable water, we're going to provide the main line, correct? And that's all?
The materials and the insulation costs.
Okay. So the turnout and then the main line?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay?
Yes.
And then as a developer develops, he will connect into the main line and charge his fee to the...
And each individual homeowner, just like we did with the Peace Development, will be responsible for the double check as well as the, you know, hooking up to the system.
So let's talk about the reimbursement, so that's clear. Now, will there be a reimbursement to the city for the cost of the main line from the developer or not?
No, what we're going to do with that is put that into the, just like we, I think we're doing with Peace Development, is roll that into the overall cost to the homeowner down the road of the irrigation system. So if I was in Pete's or Angel's development, I would get a bill each month, and that bill would include an amortized cost of what we're doing in both those developments, as well as the cost of the water.
So we're gonna bill for the use of the water?
Yes, exactly.
And the system. So there'll be a base rate fee for the connection, and there'll be a water usage fee for what they consume.
We haven't teased that out yet, but yes, that's the concept, is something like that.
So that's how we're going to recover our money for investing in this water system?
Correct.
Okay, go on, Ann.
I had nothing more. If there are any more questions?
The stormwater pond. Are you going to make him put in a stormwater pond?
That's the plan as I see it right now. Until such time that we can run a stormwater from that development, as we talked about a while back.
Discuss whether or not, in lieu of putting in a stormwater pond and building some sort of a structure to contain the water, putting it down to Broadway and tying it in to the stormwater system on Broadway?
Unless I'm incorrect, and I think we can still hear from Angel on this, but incorrect is the cost of doing that, going to Broadway, exceeds by a good bit more than the cost of doing a stormwater pond.
Okay.
And especially for the number of houses in the first phase of development. But as development grows...
But eventually, we got to consider that...
Eventually, we do.
From 14th to Broadway, we've got to have a stormwater line to take care of all the future developments.
We
didn't consider joining into a developer's agreement to get that done at this time?
Not at this time, because neither the city or the developer, I think, wants to invest that money right now. But as the developer builds out, then we'll have to, because it'll exceed the probably capacity of the stormwater pond. So it'll have to be done.
Is he going to use two lots or something to create this pond?
One lot?
Yeah.
Okay. But at the same time, we're going to put off the development of the roadway on Olympia, the widening of, well, what was that that you mentioned there?
So 7th and 14th?
Yes.
The pavement of those would be deferred to the future.
Okay. The northern portion of 14th and 7th from
Correct.
From Olympia?
The concept there is we've been back and forth on, and we've went back and forth on that a bit, was do we want to do each section and then have those seams as each section develops? And the idea was to, let's not do it that way. Let's just wait and do the whole thing.
Okay. Olympia running east and west from 7th to 14th is going to have a sidewalk on the north side?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And you don't have any drawings or any renderings to go by that we can look at other than Exhibit A right now?
For the street, the width of the streets?
Well, yeah, for the...
It'll be a full width of the street.
Because there's going to be two streets within the... two new streets created within the portion of development that you're doing right now. Correct. Between 7th and 14th, there's going to be a...
13th and...
One more.
11th, I think.
Okay.
And those will be...
So there'll be three streets that are actually going to be created going north to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, those will be created all the way. Those will build those up. But we're talking about 7th and 14th.
Yes, I know, and put that aside. I'm just thinking about Olympia and what we're going to have to do there. And then I'm not wanting to go back into Olympia and dig it back up. If we're going to put a stormwater line in, we should take the stormwater line all the way to Broadway.
Well, what we're going to do, I can speak, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to do the stormwater, we go from 7th, from 14th to 7th. that containment that we're going to have, that pond, is still going to serve. The flow of water is still going to go down any of this property.
Okay.
That culvert we're taking out.
So it will, it'll be located in the corner there, Angel?
Right in the corner.
Okay.
So we'll still bring the stormwater into that pond. If that fills up, we're going to have a pipe that's going to go under, and it'll continue the flow that it has right now. And in the future, once this gets built up, we'll use that as a lot. And we're going to, the stormwater is already going to be piped to 14, past 14. So when we start going from, from 7th, when we start going from 7th to Broadway, all we got to do is tap into it.
Okay.
Plug it up over here where it goes into the pond.
So, yeah, we're trying to do everything we can not to.
So you're getting it done. It's just going to be at 7th and end at 7th.
There's no sense in putting it all the way to Broadway.
Okay, not a problem. That's very good. Very good.
It's a good solution.
Yep.
Council, do you have any other questions?
So the sewer is just going to go to 11th or 7th or?
Sewer's going to tap into 7th and 9th. Okay? And then in the future, what we're planning to do is go up one street, we'll probably call it outside, up north. And then we plan to bury that deep enough to bring in the sewer east of the canal, bring in the schools that are coming in. So we'll go from 14 to 7th, go down 7th one street. That's why we don't want to build out 7th either, because we're going to have to break it up again. So we'll go down to Olympia and then continue to Broadway with the new sewer line that will bring in all these new properties for the future.
Okay, good, good.
Yes, because I think you brought that up a while back.
Yeah.
And that's what we talked about doing. But for this particular phase, we'll do what Angel just said.
Okay, good.
Any other questions, Council? Okay, then I'd like to open this up to public comment. I'll segment that into three sections. There'll be first those who want to speak in favor of this developer's agreement, those who are neutral to the proposal, and those who are opposed to this proposal. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of this proposal from the public? Okay. Is there anyone here who's neutral to the proposal? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this proposal? All right, hearing none, I'll close the public portion of the testimony of this public hearing. And I will ask our legal counsel, Kelly Conkright. You've reviewed this proposal?
I have. Yeah, I understand what the city's goal is and what their intentions are with the agreement, and I've reviewed the terms of the agreement. The agreement certainly is in line with the requirements of the Revised Code of Washington for the form of developer agreements. It has all the necessary language, and I do think that the language of the agreement comports with the city's understanding of what the city is agreeing to do and what the developer will do and the agreed terms of reimbursement.
Okay. And so you would recommend that the council adopt this developer's agreement with?
Well, yeah, yes. I mean, I don't, of course, I don't give a public policy opinion, but it's the agreement is legally sufficient and it achieves the terms that the staff have aimed to achieve and have communicated to council. Whether it's a good idea or not, I don't know, because I'm not a public works guy or a planner. But relying on your planner's advice, it certainly sounds like it's everything's on all fours.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
It fulfills the legal requirements.
It does fulfill the legal requirements. Okay, so then, Ann, I'm going to call you back up. It's Community Development Director of the City of Othello. In your opinion, then, this agreement that we worked out with Angel Garza and on the Sandhill Estates development agreement, is it your recommendation that the council approve this agreement?
Yes, I would recommend that.
Thank you. Any questions of Ann or the legal counsel? Okay. Then at this time, I'd like to close the public hearing at 6:50 p.m.
and ask the council if they, I'd entertain a motion to adopt this developer's agreement with Sand Hill Estate.
I'll make a motion to adopt this development agreement with Sand Hill Estates.
Motion made by John, seconded by Larry. All those, oh, excuse me, is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. And we'll welcome Angel Garza back to the council dais. And we'll move to item 4.2, which is the resolution. Is that the second motion I need? Okay. I'd like to entertain a motion to, is it, who signs this resolution? Mayor?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm sorry to interject, Mayor, but as a point of order, I would, I mean, I think for this vote, a conflict of interest would still exist. So I mean, just for form, sorry, Mr. Yep. Garza, I'd ask you to sit down.
Jumping the gun here, Angel, sorry. Council, I want to make note of the record, Council Member Garza has recused himself from this vote on item 4.2. Entertain a motion to authorize the mayor to sign this resolution.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made by Eugene, seconded by John. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. And Angel, we want to congratulate you and welcome you back. And now we move to item 4.3, the interlocal agreement with Sunnyside Police Department for jail services.
Mayor, Chief? Council, thank you. This should be a very easy one. This isn't a renewal. Sunnyside has asked for an increase, so we're going from, I believe, $43 to $45 per day. It's still a great deal, better than we're getting with Adams County. I see no other changes in the agreement that was approved, I believe, 2 years ago, if not last year. At this point, I'm asking Council to approve it.
Questions, Council? What is the rate for Adams County right
now? 74 or 76. I'm not, I don't remember right offhand.
31.
Well worth doing.
Yeah.
The other side of that is we had a contract with Toppenish Jail. I believe they had a fire in their jail. Toppenish is no longer going to be accepting inmates. So Sunnyside and Wapato are our two choices that we have agreements with.
I think I read that anything after 7 days, it goes up a couple of bucks.
I think it's actually cheaper after 7 days. I don't remember exactly what the particulars are, but it's transportation. I mean, they'll actually come and pick them up, and it's pretty good.
I'd like to make the motion to accept this.
So we have a motion made by Larry, seconded by Corey, to approve the interlocal agreement with Sunnyside Police Department. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
And number five, is there any unfinished business to come before the council tonight?
I just got one. It was for Terry, but maybe Wade knows, or maybe he could find out for us. The pothole on Main Street. I've been talking to Terry about it for...
Oh, that one down by Johnson Glass.
Yeah,
well,
on the other side.
It's on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you come down and turn right, you hit it every time.
Yeah. Or if you're driving in the right-hand lane heading north.
Is that the one you guys talked about last time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terry.
Is he going to do that when they get the hot mix?
That's from when he's going to do it, I believe. I'll find out for sure.
Okay.
I believe that's what he talked about doing.
Okay. He's trying to get that one done. And then if you guys have noticed, as soon as you go across, when you cross 14th, right at the canal on the right lane, there's another one right there. So I think he's trying to get both at the same time. I talked to him about it.
Yep.
Along those lines there. On Fur, as you turn off of Broadway and you go up Fur, there's a sidewalk that runs along that vacant property there. And the weeds are getting worse and worse and worse on that thing. And they either need to be sprayed and weed whacked down, because you can't use the sidewalk anymore, but it's going to break up that concrete sidewalk.
Councilman Rosa, Fur and what?
It's on Fur, from coming off of Broadway and all the way up Fur along the vacant lot there.
Vet clinic, can we?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been an undeveloped piece of ground for forever, but it's had a sidewalk on it, and the sidewalk's unusable because the weeds are growing so high, and I mean, they're like this, so. So, I mean, it's right out in front of Public Works.
From Broadway to Second, on Fur.
Yeah, on Fur, it goes from Broadway up to, yeah, in front of the Coventry House Road.
Okay, is there any other unfinished business? Is there any new business tonight?
Just an update on Well 3, talk to Tim Flynn, he is going to be in contact with Snyder, and they're going to, I told him what our options we talked about were, he's going to look at those and maybe come up with another one if he thinks best, but he'll look at it and get back to me the next day or two, I hope, and I'll let the council take the updates.
Great.
Thank you. I'd also like to give a moment to Spencer, we're in the middle of budget season and we have some meetings this week. Spencer?
Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to have a quick update. This is where we're at in our budget schedule. Our first two, I'll put them on the screen because we already have those. This week we have meetings 3, 4, and 5, tomorrow and the day after and the day after. So these are the meetings. We have street TPD, these council members at noon. And just follow down. This is just a reminder. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday is this last one here. And these last two, numbers 6 and 7, those are on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. There are two, well, first of all, I just want to make sure that works for everyone.
If I just want to interject, due to recent changes, that solid waste one there, if we need to have it during the day, I'm available now.
Okay, well, that was my next piece I was going to go to. I had already run that idea by Councilmember Everett. If we want to have that meeting at noon, does that work for Everett, Snyder, and Bacon? If that works for you, we can do that.
I'm good now. I mean, it's up to y'all.
Okay, we can make that change for noon. And then the very last item, this doesn't show, you know, let me see if I can bring up October. I'm going to start with November here. If you can see November on Monday the 6th, this is when we were originally planning on having our budget retreat meeting with Oliver. We look at all the red zone items, and we discuss that. That'd be on the 6th. Then on the next two meetings, the 13th and the 27th, that's where we take the budget, split in half, and talk about half of it one night, the other half the other night. And yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Just start going through the budget. Due to a scheduling conflict, the 6th is going to be difficult to have. So we're wondering if we can cancel that meeting and have it on the 30th, the fifth Monday of October, so the day before.
I'd like to be here. I won't be here the 30th.
Okay.
I'd like to be, I mean, the 6th works for me, but whatever council decides on.
So this is, yeah, I mean, you guys can kind of talk and see what you have.
So, the time?
Anybody else? How about the 6th?
Yep.
Okay, I may not be able to be here the 6th. I still don't know yet. I may not know till the end of this week. But if we do go ahead, I'll just have to catch up. So maybe we should just keep it at the 6th. I still don't know yet whether I'm going to be, whether I need to go to Las Vegas or not. So let's go ahead and we'll move it back to the 6th for that meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do. And those were my budget.
Thank you, Spencer. Thanks for the update. Can you scroll that back down for a second?
Yeah. next week, this week, and Tuesday of next week.
Sean, I'd like to make one deal that...
Yes.
I appreciated the phone call from the ladies on letting me know that there was a budget meeting.
Okay.
And that helped.
Yeah.
Phone call or a text, either way.
It was tonight, I won't be able to remind Councilwoman Darrow tonight, but we'll give her a call for Steve.
Very good. Anything further for the good of the order?
If you guys do decide to move the budget meeting, I want to please know ahead of time so I can...
Advertise.
Procedures with...
I'll let you know by the end of the week. All right.
Can I mention something real quick?
Yep.
That we talked a little bit about it. Can we... It seems like a lot of things are getting changed on board docs after Thursday, fairly early, and it makes it's a little hard for, I mean, a couple weeks ago, we didn't even get board docs till Friday afternoon. It wasn't even there.
Yeah, it's our goal not to do that.
Yeah, no, just tighten up on that, please.
We do, when we get stuff like this agreement and things that we're trying to work, and details don't come the last minute, we don't, but as far as the routine stuff, absolutely, we'll do that.
Okay.
That was it, sorry.
No, it's fine. Anyone else? Having no further business, I'll close the meeting tonight at 7:02 p.m.